Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's come to prayer as we come to God's Word. Heavenly Father, as we embark upon a new area of study this morning, as we begin to look at this wonderful letter from the Apostle John, we pray that you will open again our minds and our hearts and thrill us with the truths that you bring before us. Help us to retrace the steps we may have already taken to renew the knowledge of the love we already knew, but nevertheless make it fresh to us as the day is fresh this morning. In his name we pray. Amen. So we're starting in our study of 1 John, the first letter of John, and we're beginning to read at verse 1 of chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. There's a word, beloved, of small children as they grow up, which is designed to drive their parents to distraction because of its often repeated nature in the mouths of those little ones. It's a short word, there's only three letters in it, but it's designed to actually cause frustration and very often to make parents at a loss of how to answer it. The question, of course, is the question, why? So as we look at these verses this morning, we're going to follow why through. You see, one why can always be followed by another why as we search deeper and deeper into the reason for something. And some whys, as parents well know, don't seem to have an immediate answer, and you just have to give up in the end. Well, hopefully that's not going to be our experience today. So what is John saying? Now, let's first of all note that we've moved from the life of Abraham, and we followed Abraham right the way through to his ancient years. We're told that he died an old man full of years and full of the grace and love and knowledge of God. And we move now to the life of another old man, a man whom we can actually follow through the scriptures because he wrote his gospel, the Gospel of John, when he was relatively young, after he'd been a disciple of Jesus. And now it's thought towards the end of his life, he writes these three letters, the three letters called 1 John, 2 John and 3 John. What's he saying? First of all, he's saying we want to proclaim something to you. We want to tell you something. And we could say, well, why, John? Why do you want to proclaim this to us? Well, we want to proclaim it to you because it's all about life. You see that? It's concerning the word of life. That's a synonym for Jesus himself. It's concerning the eternal life, verse 2, which was with the Father, which has appeared to us. This is so important, this news, that we want to tell you about it. Well, why do you want to do that, John? Well, because it appeared to us. And you see, all of these things that John is concerned to communicate, we have seen it, we have looked at it with our eyes, and we have heard it. He spoke in our presence and we heard his teaching. We have touched it. We have lived by the side of this living Son of God in physical form. These things are reality and not just imagination or made up stories. Here was a real man who lived in the real world, and we saw him. And we were with him. So this is what we want to proclaim to you. Well, why, John, is this so important? Well, it's important, John says, because it was the way we came to fellowship with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. So this was the way we came into communion with God himself. We came into a developed relationship with him, which is kind of forged like steel in our hearts. It's a solid thing. It's a reality which can never be undone. And if you're a believer this morning, you know this reality as well. You know that underneath you is the everlasting rock. And Jesus refers to himself in that way, that your life is built on a stability and in a certainty with a security that can never be undone because of the certainty that Jesus came into our world, lived a physical life and died his death on the cross and rose from the dead, ascended back to be at the right hand of God. And these are attested truths and they bring us into a relationship with God. That's what John is saying. And he's saying these special men that Jesus told were brought into this relationship because of what they had seen and heard, because of their experience of what Jesus did in their lives. Well, why do you want to tell us about your experience in that respect, John? Well, because you also can share it. You see that in verse 3? You also may have fellowship with us. Now, what's that saying to us so many thousand years after he actually wrote these truths? Well, it's saying that this that you have in your hand, the New Testament testimony of these apostles, the apostolic writings, are the representation to you of these real things, these physical truths, these certainties, these witnessed historical facts. They're all written down here so that you can know them without any shadow of a doubt. They are embedded in our history. And they're actually a part of our past, which is indelible. It will never be rubbed out, however much the actions of man has tried to actually delete them. So all of those whys follow through and they hit you where you are this morning. These things happen. Jesus is real. He's a living man. He lived on this earth. He's the Son of God. He's the Christ, the sent one, the Messiah. He's everything that God wants to provide for you so that you may have fellowship with the Father and with the Son, and that you will share in this eternal life. So believer in Christ, rejoice in him today because you walk in eternal life and you have his presence in your heart because of these words that John is beginning to write to us this very day. Let's come to him in prayer. Gracious Lord, we thank you that we have your word in our hands. We thank you that it is your living word. It is completely dependable, totally reliable. And it is so because Jesus chose these men to be with him, to witness these truths, to know with their certainty what we can now know with ours, that you are with us and we are in him, in his eternal life. Bless us, we pray this day. And help us to walk with a spring in our step, with joy in our hearts, because Jesus is risen and because he is our life forevermore. Amen.